Well, good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining me. Let me just spend a few minutes talking a little bit about the topic that I think that's on everybody's mind these days, and it's been a top priority of my list for a long time, and that's the high cost of energy. While Congress continues to argue about energy and its impact on the economy, the American public's paying the price. There has been a lot of debate, I should say, as to whether there should be added supply or conservation solutions. And I think we have to do both. I think we have to find more and use less. One side of the coin alone isn't going to resolve the problem. We've had many who have changed their habits to lower energy costs, and there isn't a sector of the economy that's not impacted by the rise that we've seen in oil prices and gasoline costs. But because South Dakota is such a large rural state, people in our state are hit much harder by rising fuel costs. In fact, individuals in most parts of South Dakota are people who can't just park their cars and walk or take public transportation. These aren't options when you have to travel long distances to get to work or school or to buy groceries. The number one industry in South Dakota, of course, is agriculture. Probably couldn't be impacted any more than it is by our current energy situation, both when it comes to diesel fuel and inputs such as fertilizer. In fact, if you look at the story from the Western Farm Press yesterday, the cost of producing wheat has increased dramatically. USDA's Economic Research Service estimates the total cost of producing an acre of wheat is going to be around $230 to $250 in 2008 and 2009, compared to just $175 in 2002. You look at the heavy rains we've had in eastern South Dakota, the nitrogen levels are so low now that corn producers are applying nitrogen, which is now over $900 per ton compared to $300 a ton just a year and a half ago. So we've got farmers who are having to buy 2009 inputs now, which means that for a 1,000-acre farm of corn in 2009, farmers are going to have to pay $150,000 to $200,000 more in cash to suppliers on top of what they're paying already for 2008 expenses. There's also a concern that the record gas prices could impact South Dakota's tourism sector, an industry which is second only to agriculture. Not only was there a reduction in travel over Memorial Day holiday, but just last week, the South Dakota DOT noted that there was a significant drop in gas, state gas taxes, which went down roughly 35%. And just from talking with people who were in the business in South Dakota, and as most of you know, I grew up in Murdo, a town that's very dependent upon tourism, and know a lot of the folks in western South Dakota who are involved in tourism, they're very concerned about the drop-off that they're seeing in travel to South Dakota this year and the impact that's going to have on the local economy. On the federal level, due to high fuel prices, there's also been a drop in federal gas tax receipts, and that's caused a big shortfall. Over $3 billion shortfall in the Highway Trust Fund for 2009, and something that ought to be in great concern to all South Dakotans, because if it's not addressed, there's going to be a significant reduction in federal funding available for highway construction next year, and 75% of South Dakota's total construction budget comes from the federal government. Now, I point all these things out in terms of the impact that high energy costs are having on agriculture, tourism, gas tax collection, to underscore the need for Congress to compromise by finding solutions that we can actually pass that will get through the Congress, that we can provide some relief and do something that will both find more energy, add to our domestic supply, and figure out ways to use less energy so we can positively affect the supply-demand equation in a way that will help bring prices down for consumers across this country. Recent polls show that nearly 70% of Americans now support increased production of domestic oil and gas reserves. Now, I have always been a supporter of responsibly increasing domestic production. In fact, in the Senate, I voted in favor of increasing energy production or protecting consumers from higher energy costs on 17 different occasions. As a member of the House of Representatives, we had 8 energy votes, and I voted for more production 8 times. Sadly, the high cost of energy that all Americans are currently faced with is something that could have been addressed if some of these past efforts for responsible domestic production hadn't been blocked. As a result, we are now paying a price for that inaction, and our nation's current 65% dependence upon imported oil did not occur overnight. But that being said, we are where we are, and in as much as some of these things that we did in the past could have helped solve the problem, or should have done in the past, could have helped solve the problem, those things were blocked in the Congress. What we need to do now is try and find a way a bipartisan way to get enough support from Republicans and Democrats to actually put some legislation through here that we can get enough votes to pass. It obviously isn't going to be everything I'd like to see, but it ought to be something that everyone who understands that we need to expand domestic supply can get on board with. Now, I've been for exploration in ANWR, as you all know, for a long time, always have been, always will be. I think it's the right thing to do for the country. I thought that 10 years ago, and I think it today. But I also understand that the political resistance to that proposal right now is probably going to make it very difficult for us to get a bipartisan vote through the Congress. So there are things that we can be doing that would help us find more, help us add to our domestic supply, and help us use less. And tomorrow, the leadership on our side is going to be rolling out that sort of a proposal. So I hope it's the common ground. We need to find it. We've got to get past the partisanship here in Congress and focus on solutions that will help bring some economic relief to people all across this country who are experiencing the hardship that's associated with these high gas prices. And as I said before, because of South Dakota's long distances, the nature of its economy, the fact that we have a lot of folks who are low-income workers, I mean, I don't know how you make at a minimum-wage job today make enough to pay your fuel costs getting to and from work. That's the reality that I think a lot of South Dakotans are facing right now. And there really are only a few things that we, I think, can agree upon to address that, but they have to be focused on the fundamental rule of supply and demand. We've got to find more energy, and we've got to figure out how to use less. So those are the things that we're going to be discussing tomorrow when we put our proposal forward. Just as a couple of odds and ends, there's some things we're trying to wrap up before next week's 4th of July break. Currently working on a housing bill. We've got a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act bill that's been swirling around here for a long time that gives our intelligence agencies the tools that they need to help track terrorists. I hope we can get that through. We've got the supplemental bill that will fund our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, something that should have been done a long time ago, but is finally, I hope, going to come to a positive conclusion here. We're going to get the resources that our troops need to continue to fight and win the war on terror. And then we're also looking at another extension of a FAA bill that would allow the FAA to continue to operate, at least in the near term, and then also something that would make sure that the physicians around the country aren't experiencing a significant pay reduction beginning on July 1st. So those are all things we're trying to wrap up at the end here. We were able to confirm some judges yesterday as well in the Senate, some of them are addressing what are considered to be judicial emergencies. So we're going to continue to work on these things, hopefully get some of these things done before the end of the week, and then next week I'll be out in South Dakota. We've got some events planned, and we'll be getting you some information about those shortly, and looking forward to traveling around the state and getting a chance to visit with people across South Dakota.